Guys, you both achieved pretty significant milestones last night. Maybe start with you, McKenzie. What did that mean to you to get to 20 and to break Al McInnes's record and to see some other teammates get to some milestones as well?
Yeah, it's great. We touched on it a little bit last night, but I guess when you reflect on it a little bit more last night, you know, when you go home, I think it's, you just think about the journey and, you know, when you were just a little kid and, you know, playing minor hockey and stuff like that, I never thought I'd be breaking Al McInnes' record by any means. So it's pretty cool. It's special. Obviously, Colsey had a great year this year. You know, it's those little things that like that you go into the summer thinking about and, you know, you keep it positive. But I'm happy for Colsey to get his 30th. He came back for that one game specifically for that goal. So I'm happy to see that for him. It was a great year for him, a great teammate and great leader.
Yeah, I mean, I think Mac pretty much hit it on the head, obviously.
Mac.
Yeah, Mac, he loves when I call him that. it's just one of those things, like, obviously, you know, it's a disappointing year for us, but to be able to go out with all smiles and everybody feeling good and, you know, seeing him be rewarded for what a great year he's had and how important he's been to this team. And, you know, to me, when you break records like that, it just gets him the recognition he deserves. And, you know, I'm happy for Weegs, and, you know, and we had, obviously, Clapp gets his first, and, you know, Razzie 200. You know, there's just a lot to be happy about last night. And, you know, it's nice to have those moments in a year where we felt like we could have done more and been better as a team. And, you know, it's you know, like he said, you reflect on how you got to this point, and, you know, it makes you real thankful for the people that allowed you to put us where we are today and give us the opportunity to play and you know, for him to break records and for me to hit milestones that maybe you know, you didn't think were possible. So it was a nice way to go out.
So is that the sort of emotion, or we're looking back on this year, that you guys could have done better? Because you guys were not given an easy hand with all the trades, with sort of the constant chatter about this team. I guess, yeah. Is that the feeling, that you guys should have been better?
Well, I think it's, yeah. I mean, I go into every season expecting to make the playoffs and wanting to make the playoffs, and I felt like we had a group that could have done it. And unfortunately, you know, I think our management was dealt a tough hand. You know, it was, you know, there was a lot of contract stuff going on, and guys weren't totally sure they were going to be here or wanting to be here or whatever it was, and, you know, we had to find ways to play through that. And for the most part, you know, we drowned it out and guys went about their business. But, you know, ultimately we lost a lot of really good players and some teammates and friends. And, you know, it's challenging to win when you're subtracting a lot of really good pieces from your team. And, you know, I think obviously after the deadline, the writing's on the wall a little bit. But prior to that, you know, we were still coming to the rink expecting to fight and get into the playoffs.
See, you've talked already about, you know, wanting to be one of the guys who leads through this rebuild or retool, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, there's a bunch of teams that get through these quickly and a bunch of teams that get stuck and spin their tires for a long time. How do you help make sure that this group can move through this?
I mean, that's tough. You know, I can only control what I can control, and, you know, that's myself and my game and getting better each year. But I think a big part of that's obviously, you know, we've talked about the culture and the environment, and the big part for me is, you know, I don't know if there's this black cloud over Calgary right now, and it's trying to find a way to shift that, to make guys want to be here again and want to play here. And that's establishing that winning culture again. And it comes down to the players and, you know, to the core pieces, you know, myself, Colsey, you know, Bax, Ras, Naz, Hubie. It starts with us. And we got great youth. they were great for us this year. They all brought something a bit different, and it's getting those guys, they got their toes wet, I think, this year, and it's getting those guys to, you know, reach the next level and push them. But for myself, you know, you got to set those standards and those expectations high again. We can't go into next year, you know, with that rebuild or that retool mindset again. It's that making that playoffs and wanting to win the Stanley Cup. It's not an easy league. I think the big talk about was the consistency, and I think that's where we have to be better is the consistency. The team was, it was weird. We'd win four or five, and then we'd lose four or five. And if we can sort of subtract that somehow and not lose as many in a row, we'd find ourselves in a bit of a different position. But for me, it's establishing that winning culture again, and that's with character guys in the room.
Where do you think that black cloud came from, or how do you maybe feel that?
Yeah, I guess it's those guys that didn't want to be here, and then all of a sudden, maybe some guys fall behind, and then you kind of get maybe a little bit of that reputation or something like that. But that black cloud goes away pretty quick when you start winning again and making playoffs. So, go ahead.
Oh, do you think the new building will help with the change in the perception?
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be huge for the city, huge for the fans. Obviously, if you're a UFA or whatnot, you're going to be in a top-of-the-line building. That's going to help. But at the end of the day, you could play in, you know, the Max Bell Center. I don't care. You know, you got to win. And that'll get guys here. So that's the bottom line.
How about how both of you guys feel about the prospect that this team, it might not be a quick fix for next season. The goal is for the playoffs. Like how do you feel about being on a team where development might be the priority next season over, say, competing for a playoff spot?
I think I could speak for both of us when I say we've been underdogs pretty much our entire life, and for me, I could, you know, it's a role that I've always enjoyed and relished, and I think it'd be that much sweeter to prove people wrong. And like Mac said, we have guys that really care and want to win and want to be here, and even though it was tough down the stretch, you know, everybody, you know, bought in and played for each other, and that's really all you could ask for in that last month, and it's going to give us a really solid foundation going into next season. I expect the young guys to take that step and get better and be impact players for us, and I expect to take my game to another level. I think Weegs would say the same thing. I just feel really good about the character that we have, and guys are going to have good summers and make themselves better. And that's the beauty of next season, is everyone is going to look at us and have zero expectations or belief in our team. You can use that as fuel and rally around that the right way. To me, it would be even more rewarding to make the playoffs and go on a run with a team like that. That nobody has that faith in you and prove people wrong.
Not to compare this year to last year, but it's hard to sort of ignore that there doesn't seem to. You talked about the dark cloud, but it's not as dark as it was on this day a year ago. So, how have you felt Ryan Huska did in his first year in terms of establishing that culture? You talked about sort of making it more fun for guys to come to the rink. Did that succeed?
Yeah, it was great. Whoever asked me if I had fun last year, I forget who it was, but I had a lot of fun this year. It was a lot better. It was great. He did a great job. He's a great communicator. He has a great game plan. The culture in that room, you know, he established it, you know, right off the bat. The expectations were high in the room. And like Blake said, you know, we have a lot of great youth in that room, a lot of character guys that are going to make the next step. So as much as, you know, I said the dark cloud, you know, there's a lot of great things in that room. A lot of guys cared a lot, but Husk did a great job this year.
I know that there were some improvements near the end of the season with it. We know the power play kind of took a step back this year. How would you explain why it took that step back this year compared to last year?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It obviously didn't start off the way we wanted to. There was obviously different holes, and there was a lot of movement and changes in the power play, and we were just trying to get a feel for it. I think I played the most power play I've ever played, and I thought as the year went on, we did a lot better. But I thought Kuzi, when Kuzi was brought in, he turned that power play around. He did a phenomenal job, giving us that spark that we needed. So hopefully we can, you know, go into next season with that same power play that we ended off with.
Like you talked about how, you know, how gratifying it would be to kind of get there with no expectations next year. Like, inside the room, is there a belief that the group is close or closer than maybe what the perception would be on the outside?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of proud guys in the room. I think we have, like I said, it's going to be on us. I always have belief in myself, and I think we have a lot of guys that believe in themselves on our team. And I think, you know, we'll see how the off season goes, right? Like we don't know what the team's going to look like in the fall. I expect they're going to try to improve our team and give us the best chance to be competitive next year. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I really enjoy that role. And I think it's going to be preached a lot when we come back in the fall, and I expect the guys that we have to rally around that. And I don't have any expectations of missing playoffs again.
It'd be easy to maybe as a veteran say this might not be a situation I want to be in. Like, what makes you two want to stick around and see this through?
Yeah, I think like what he said, it's just that underdog mentality that we've always had. And you know, I said it before, I think it's just an easy way out to leave here. It'd be a lot more rewarding to stick this through and you know, come out of this and see it on the other side. I think, you know, when you go through tough times and, you know, you sacrifice yourself through the tough times, you'll get rewarded for it. And I truly believe that this team has a lot of potential. And I think, you know, the ownership and the organization has the best interest in this group. And it's just it's the guys in the room. It's just a great group of guys in that room that care for each other. You know, we're a tight group. We have a lot of fun on the road, at home. And that's what wants to, you know, that's why I want to stay here, is to win with this group of guys, to win, you know, for this city, the fans. You know, they've treated me well since I got here last year. So, you know, I want to reciprocate that with them and stay here and win here.
Lindsay, would you consider going to Worlds again with Team Canada?
No, unfortunately, I said no this year, so I won't be making it over to Prague.
Like, you talked early in the season about, you know, some of your hot offensive start that you kind of carried through, obviously, was due to getting past a lingering injury that had bugged you for a couple of years. I'm just curious, is that something now as you head into another off season that is behind you, or anything you have to worry about on that front?
It's a little bit of a lingering issue, but it's, you know, it's another summer that I'll have plenty of time to take care of what I need to do. And you know, like I said, you never want to be looking for silver linings at this point of the year, but another summer to get fully healthy and feel even better than I did this year is exciting to me, because I feel like there's still another level I can get to. And you know, it's the first back-to-back summers I've had to really allow myself to train the right way and get my body to where it needs to be. And obviously I'd much rather be playing into June right now, but you know, if you handle it the right way, you can really benefit yourself and obviously help the team in a better spot next year.
Kenzie, I asked you about the 20 goals, but I did ask you about the 200 block shots and 194 hits. How's your body feeling right now?
Yeah, there's some wear and tear. I think, you know, that's obviously a decision I made, sort of not going to Worlds, is the body's a bit banged up, but it was worth it for sure. I think that just, we all kind of had that same mindset on the back end this year, that it was led by Tanny. You know, he kind of showed us how important it is to block shots, and it's a skill. And, you know, guys, other guys feed off that kind of stuff. So the body's a bit banged up, but not banged up enough to miss any game. So it was good.